Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues. That's the name of this program on the American Family Radio Network. I am Tim Wildman with Walker Wildman. If you want to send us an email, you can do so at comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net. If you want to watch this show or get access to the news stories that we've been talking about because Walker's posting them, it's at our Today's Issues Facebook page. And you can also watch the show on YouTube. Listen to American Family Radio anywhere in the world on our app. Our app, it's a free download. Takes you about 1 minute. Download our AFR app and listen anywhere in the world. And we do have podcasts archived on the shows, right?
That's right. You can get our podcast one of two ways. You can visit our website, afr.net, get the podcast there. Or you can go to your podcast store on your smartphone and download the podcast there.
Steve Jordahl joins us.
Good morning, Steve. Good morning. How you doing?
What's happening?
I can't tell you. So much. We could be here all day if I wanted to go.
That was the name of it. What the name of a show in the 70s?
Yeah, that was. That was the name of a show.
What's happening?
That's with J.J. Walker. Wasn't that the one with J.J. Walker? Dynamite!
I think that was a...
Was that a different show?
Hold on a second. What's happening?
I've fallen down on my 70s
cred. J.J. Was that wasn't the Jeffersons, was it?
No. J.J. Walker was different.
Dynamite. I don't know. Maybe that was called What's Happening.
I think that was, yeah.
I think that's important, Steve. You'll get to the bottom of that as a newsman.
I will have that for you tomorrow.
Okay, go ahead.
We will get into that. Hey, y'all are going to be getting a text today from the United States government. Yep, all of you. About 225 million of your devices around here, and they're going to go off. You're going to get an alarm. You're going to get a message at 2:18 this afternoon, East Coast time. It would be 1:18 in the Central District, 12:18 Mountain, 11:18 Pacific. And it is a test of the new Federal Emergency Management Agency. This is if the federal government needs to communicate with everybody at once for some reason, this is the system that they're going to use it for. And it's kind of the same as, you know, you get a local Amber Alert sometimes or a flood warning or something like that on your phone. It's going to be kind of like that. And they're telling you that don't worry. This is not a text. And your phone number is not being shared with anyone. And what they didn't write, but I think they meant was, but just so you remember, we have it. Big Brother's watching. This might either be a test of this new system or a way for them to test whether or not they can effectively listen in on all your conversations through your phone. I don't know. Not that I'm a, you know, conspiracy theorist or anything.
Yeah.
Are you?
Well, no. Like we said yesterday or Monday when Fred brought that topic up, just assume you're being listened to.
Yeah. So anyway, that's just a little public service announcement from Today's Issues.
Somebody's going to be really bored with my account, whoever's assigned to my account. Huh?
Yeah. Mississippi State football.
Well, they have actually shopped that job of monitoring your account out to the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Where are we going for lunch? Huh? Stop by Walmart? It's going to be, anyway. All right. So that's today?
Today. Today, okay. That time, the times I listed off. So when it happens, don't be afraid.
Okay.
Yet. All right. Hey, guess what?
What?
In what MSNBC is calling a stunning setback for President Trump and a stinging rebuke, the United Nations top court today ordered the United States to lift sanctions from Iran. The International Court of Justice in The Hague handed Iran a major victory, and stinging economic sanctions are putting lives at risk. So, United States, cut it out. Lift the sanctions. What do you think the chances are that President Trump is shaking, quaking in his boots right now?
Walker?
Yeah, he's probably going to laugh this one off because that's a joke. The idea that the UN has binding legal authority to regulate U.S. diplomatic policy, That's a joke. So I figured John Bolton will probably come out with a sharp rebuke of the UN on this.
It could be. It's unclear whether the judgment will mean anything more than symbolic, because both Washington and Tehran, as you may know, have ignored these rulings in the past. But the judge said that the sanctions breach a 1955 Treaty of Amity between the United States and Iran. I think maybe we have breached that more than once.
Yeah.
And not for nothing, the judge's name, Abdulqali Ahmed Yusuf.
Hmm. Well, if you read the Constitution, the UN is not in there, nor is anything about the U.S. being legally binded to some foreign authority. So the UN is more so symbolic, and countries can choose to follow what the UN says. Now, if Congress passes a treaty, approves of a treaty, that's a different thing. But even then, it's not up to the UN to tell us we're in violation. It's up to our own Congress to keep us accountable.
Now, Walker, you're sure that the founding fathers just didn't misspell and put U.S. when they meant UN, right?
No.
Okay. Just checking.
I don't have any comment.
Really?
No, that I agree with both you fellas.
Wow. Got to do better. What can I say?
All right. I'm just my regular subdued guy here, Steve.
Let me highlight a little
bipartisan.
Let me highlight a little bit of the anger that's going on out there that is a little rampant in the country. This is coming from Winnebago County, Rockford, Illinois, in Winnebago County.
Okay.
The Republican headquarters
Do they make Winnebagos there?
They might.
It's interesting.
They might. I wonder if that's where that comes from.
Okay.
Another thing
rabbit.
That I'll have to.
What?
rabbit. Sorry.
Rabbit.
I saw a rabbit over here. Rabbit trail.
Oh, you did? And who might be doing that?
Squirrels. Okay. But anyway, somebody tagged this Republican building with a not very polite word. It wasn't foul, but it was kind of a jarring word. And so the local news gets out there and decides to interview people. What do you think about this being in your neighborhood? And they find this one guy, and I'll describe him. Walker can put the story up on our Facebook page. He had a pink shirt on that we couldn't see the whole what it said, but it was a message shirt. And his head was shaved all the way up, bald, up until about a circle about, just a couple inches on top of his head, where he had copious amounts of hair just springing up. I don't know if anybody's ever seen the Ziggy cartoons that were kind of in the 70s and 80s, but he looked exactly like that. And this reporter asked him, what do you think of this vandalism here? And this was this gentleman's reply. His name is Timothy Damm, D-A-M-M.
So how does it feel to have this happening right across the street from where you live?
I think it's great, I haven't been great having the Republicans right in my neighborhood, but, that they're labeled, somebody labeled them, for what they are. I'm happy about that.
What do you think their message was behind it?
That Republican equals rape. And there's all these police, these police aren't, doing anything that we might not like them to do while they're here doing this. So I'm happy.
Turns out the news was talking to the guy that tagged the building.
They caught him.
When you say tagged, you mean spray painted?
Vandalized, yes. That word rape was written dozens of times all over the building. And the giveaway was that there
was... And he hangs around to see the police come?
Yeah.
Oh, my word.
And let me tell you the double giveaway. He tagged a date on the building, and the date, I think, was 9/27/18. And the reporter asked him, well, what is that date supposed to mean? And he says, well, I think that's the date that Christine Ford gave her testimony. And he turns around and points at the date, and on the back of his pink sheet T-shirt is the date.
He put it on the T-shirt?
It was on the T-shirt. He wore it to the scene of the crime.
Oh, my God!
I tell you, George Soros needs to start screening these people because he's getting some dingbats. is all I got to say.
Man.
You know, but on a serious, I know that's a funny story. It's one of the, kind of like one of the police reports you read about how the suspect is still at the scene.
Right, right, right.
Or the bank robber sticks around after he robs the bank.
Exactly.
But he did vandalize this Republican office building.
Oh, yeah.
Which goes to the point where these people are getting unhinged when it comes to their.
So then he hangs around. I guess maybe he calls the police. I don't know.
Oh, no. Somebody called the police.
Okay, but he hangs around. He says he's walking his.
Said he was. He walks. I live here. I walk my dog.
He's walking his dog.
I was shocked when
I saw
this.
But then he just happens to give his whole political viewpoints down to the detail
to the
on
news channel.
The motive on why somebody might
That's
have
right.
done this, as if he's some kind of a objective, just a dude walking down the street,
But this is what some of these people think when he said Republican equals rape.
Right.
And then he goes on four or five more times.
He does. I cut a little bit of that out.
Yeah, to repeat the same accusation. And so, but that's what some of these people genuinely think. That's why they avidly hate conservatives and Republicans so much.
His words were, if you are Republican, you are in favor of that action,
crime.
If you commit that crime, we will defend you.
Right.
It was unhinged. But your sins will find you out.
All right.
The Mueller probe is either wrapping up or going into disarray. And Walker, you're probably better informed on this than I, but another two investigators that he had hired from the Justice Department to go work with him on the probe, the Russia-Trump probe, have been released back to their former duties. What does this mean, that the probe is almost winding down, or does it mean that it's falling apart?
Well, I'm not. It's hard to tell because everything's kept so secret. But if I could speculate, I would think that it's winding down because I mean he's been at this for over 2 years now, and the last thing we heard was the Paul Manafort trial. That was the big net headline. And so I would suspect that what's happening is it's starting to wind down. Some of these folks, some of these attorneys who either were Justice Department employees, they're going back to their duties because they really don't have much work to do. So it could be a good sign. It would be great if this thing would end within the next 6 months or so.
Let me ask you this. The New York Times yesterday came out with a massive report about how President Trump gained his wealth. They say he gained it from his father through some shady dealings. And I have the report here. It's 40 pages long. I haven't gotten into the whole thing. That's what I'll be doing this afternoon, by the way, Fred. When I'm not doing a story, I'm reading. But it strongly, I understand, alleges that President Trump continued some of those shady dealings. And we know that the Mueller probe will wander wherever the Mueller probe wants to wander.
Right.
Could it wander into these waters? Is this perhaps a coordinated effort between the Times and the Mueller probe to say this is what's coming?
Well, if Mueller's team found that information in the midst of their investigation, then yes, they could take that rabbit trail, even though that's not really what they're set up for.
Right.
I mean, we've seen them go after Manafort and Cohen and others for various bank fraud and tax evasion and all that, so if they wanted to, they definitely could, but I think that would be seen as a bridge too far as Mueller overreaching his authority as far as what he's supposed to be looking into.
I would guess that the Republicans would think it's a bridge too far and the Democrats would think it's a bridge not far enough.
Yeah.
Right.
What another interesting, which I'm sure we'll find out, is who leaked these tax returns.
Right.
Because remember, the New York Attorney General, I think, raided some of the Trump Foundation or something like that.
Cohen, Trump's lawyer, they raided all of that
and
stuff,
his offices. So at some point, somebody's leaking some tax returns here, which is a big problem, which hopefully they'll get to the bottom of that, too.
I am putting it out here in public right now that I think this New York Times story is going to be with us for a while. Let me just say that.
If it's up to the Democrats, it will be, for sure.
Yeah. And woe to...
I think we've saturated. You may be right about that, Steve. I mean, I'm not saying the Democrats or the liberal media, you know, needs they do need some fresh stuff, so to speak, talk about. Because
yeah.
I mean, the Mueller investigating the Russia collusion, people aren't buying it and are bored with it.
When's the last time you heard anybody in the media or anywhere else talk about Russia collusion? That's just nowhere.
Just not. You're gonna have to give us a different movie. And so they may bring up this one about.
It's almost like the Kavanaugh hearing in slow motion, isn't it? You started with the Russia collusion, and then all of a sudden at the last minute they changed the story. Like Kavanaugh, it started with his judicial rulings, and then we got the sexual allegations, and then
right.
It's not, was he someone who sexually violated somebody, but it's, did he drink, and then it's his temperament. They keep moving the goalposts.
Yeah.
It's almost the same thing with the Democrats and Trump. They keep moving the goalposts.
They're trying to get something
else
to stick.
Right.
And yeah, they failed.
I just think the idea of trying to get the American people to focus on Donald Trump's tax returns is a loser.
Right.
Huh? I mean, does that get anybody excited?
Right.
Especially during the middle of football season? I don't think so.
Well, and President Trump's been reviewed and audited by so many people.
I can't even understand it.
If there was grand, you know, illegal, illicit activity going on, and this would have come out by now.
Unless you can point that he was involved in some kind of, you know, criminal gang activity or
right.
something like that.
Cartel.
Or drug running or something like that. But just getting into the minutia of, well, he took tax deductions and invested it in, people aren't going to listen to that.
Right.
So that's.
And it should be noted that the White House and President Trump's attorneys have vehemently denied the New York Times.
What is
reporting.
The New York Times, what are they, what's the bottom line of what the New York Times is saying? And I'm surprised that the New York Times, I expected more of them.
Well, yeah. The New York Times is reporting that Trump engaged in suspected tax schemes in the 90s.
Yeah.
Tax officials in New York are reviewing the allegations.
Mm.
According to the confidential tax returns and financial records obtained by the Times, Trump and his siblings set up phony corporations in an effort to disguise millions of dollars in gifts from their parents. It is said that Donald Trump, was making some $200,000 a year when he was two.
Yeah, the headline is Trump's father gave, Fred Trump gave Donald Trump money
right.
when he was a kid, but that's not, to me,
I gave you money when you were a kid?
you paid for
something
my meals,
wrong,
didn't
is there
you?
Something wrong with that?
That's what I'm getting at, is they're acting like it's wrong that President Trump's dad gave him money. That happens all the time.
What was wrong is you setting up a dummy corporation in the Caymans where you sent his allowance, his $10 a week allowance or $5 a week allowance.
And, did I do that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We're not supposed to talk about, I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud?
I wish I had $200,000 to give to a dummy account, but that
for me, yeah,
that was
be
not,
great.
Maybe we had 20 bucks maybe, but far from 200 grand. Donald Trump's daddy was a rich man.
Oh, he was.
But he made his money, and then Donald Trump made his money in real estate in New York City, which he was at the right time at the right place for that, because New York boomed during the era that President Trump was in that business.
They say that every parent wants their child to do better than they did. Well,
yeah,
Fred got his wish.
And the thing is, the media has alienated Trump voters so much that something, I mean, anything short of he killed somebody 3 years ago.
According to him, he could even do that.
On Fifth Avenue, yeah. I mean, anything short
of. Yeah, I know. It's not gonna matter.
Yeah, I mean, we're all like, you know what?
Jaded, seared, we've heard. We know what's going on here. We know what's going on here. And for all President Trump's faults, and he does have some, that was pretty well baked in to the election. Did most people wish we had people with more virtuous backgrounds to choose from in a presidential election? I think overall, yes, that would have been the case. Mm-hmm. But it came down to Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. One or the other is going to be president. And so for a lot of people, well, for most people, they said, that's my two choices. That's your two choices. Going to be president for the next 4 years. Going to impact the Supreme Court for the next generation. Who are you going with?
Mm.
Well, I don't like something about either one of them. Or I don't like the way Donald Trump talks sometimes. Okay, so you're going to. I think most people said, if they said that, they said, you know what, but I got two choices.
Yeah.
And the Supreme Court for the next generation's on the line. I'm going to have to go with Donald Trump. And that's what most Christians did. 83% of most Christians did. So my point is that the media is going to have to tell folks something they don't already know that's really a big deal if you're going to get President Trump's base to leave him.
Yep.
Because somebody said something interesting. I think it was Dr. Frank Turek said something very interesting yesterday that I had not heard it articulated in this fashion. Because people say, because we were talking about, you know, President Trump. President Trump, Frank said, is a bully. But he's the bully that protects the Christians from being bullied, among other groups. Other groups that President Trump represents that are tired of being bullied by the liberal left. So we got our own bully.
He's bullying the bullies.
So people on the right who are tired of being bullied, sort of like we have now a man who will fight back, if you will, against the liberal left. Does he go over the top sometimes? Yeah, he does, but at least he'll fight, because a lot of these Republican politicians and even presidents in the past have been weenies.
I tell you, it's interesting you say that, because Brent and I were talking just before we went on the air for this half hour. It seems like Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham have all of a sudden grown a little bit of a spine of late. On our newscast at the top of this hour, you heard Mitch McConnell saying, "You can go ahead and harass us all you want in airports and restaurants. We're not giving in." He's actually showing some anger, which I was really surprised about, because I hadn't seen that from him before. Right. And of course, Lindsey Graham, a year ago, we would have been talking about just how...
You know, Mitch McConnell, too, the senator from Kentucky, the Republican majority leader, he suffers from some disability.
I think he has MS.
That's what you said. I didn't know that.
Here you have this crowd of people. How many were there?
At the airport?
Yeah.
I think it was only two or three.
Yeah, but they were in his face.
They were being very loud.
So you have these people in Mitch McConnell's face at an airport, Reagan Airport in Washington, D.C., harassing him and shouting at him and saying, I guess, are these the same three that went to the restaurant to keep the cruises from having dinner?
Yeah.
Huh? Same group, same type. Well, I don't know if they're the same people or the same group.
Well,
but yeah.
Does George Soros pay overtime?
Well, that's what you got to know.
Does he pay time and a half?
I don't know, but see, these folks are not really ashamed of their background and who's paying them, because they'll post pictures on their Twitter profile or something saying, you know, I just shouted at Jeff Flake in the elevator.
They think they're doing a civic good.
And then their profile is like, you know, I'm a assistant at the George Soros Foundation. So, I mean, they're not hiding anything.
There you go.
All right, you got 1 minute.
Yeah. So I got a question for you. What do you do if you're a prisoner stuck in prison for a couple years and you get a hankering for some Chinese food?
Oh, man. You order out.
You break
you
out.
You do. No. You order in, actually.
Order in.
You get the Chinese restaurant to get a drone to fly over the prison walls and deliver you some Chinese. Yes.
Where did this happen?
Dublin in Ireland. Jail staff discover containers from a fast food outlet in the bin in the yard of the Wheatfield Jail, leading them to believe it had been delivered by a drone. There's no other conceivable way a Chinese takeaway could get into the prison other than by a drone.
That's
great.
That's some hungry prisoners.
Did he get his food?
Yeah, we got the Chinese. They
it
found
was
the
successful.
Empty. Yeah, they found. Now, who knows what else is being flown in by drone?
Yeah.
But they are. They found the empty boxes.
Oh my!
And some chopsticks.
Okay. Oh, my word. Okay. Thank you, Steve Jordahl.
My pleasure.
All right, folks, thanks for joining us today on the program. And we hope that you'll keep listening to American Family Radio. Have a great afternoon.